Hello, everybody.
Monday, December 13th, 2021. Welcome to the CrossFit Lynchpin private track. If you've been around for a while, thanks for your continued support. If you're brand new, I think you're going to really enjoy what we have going on here. If you're brand new, I'm glad that you clicked on this video to watch it. You should watch them. I make one for each workout each day. Definitely watch them. They're packed with info. But what you need to do first to make sure you truly understand everything that I'm about to say and you get the most out of the private track is pause this and watch one of the other videos that I attach to every Monday. And it's entitled, New to Lynchpin? Watch this first. That will give you all the backstory and detail that you need to optimize your experience, or else a lot of stuff that I'm going to talk about with the various options and what they mean, you won't know what I'm talking about. So please. So I know it's a longer video, but you only have to watch it once and then you're good to go. And if you've been around for a while but you haven't watched it yet, you should also watch that. Today is a bit interesting because the workout today falls under what we call at Lynchpin, a heavy day at a high heart rate. So there's also on days like that a video that we attach entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. It covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods. It's Lynchpin's Conversations number 113. Now, it applies maybe a bit more to a classic heavy day, like a 5x5 or a 7x1, but there's value in that knowledge at the heavy day at a high heart rate as well. So, you should watch that video. So, no matter what, make sure you watch the New to Lynchpin, watch this first, then come on back here. Okay, I'm going to trust you. Today's workout, it's a good one. 3 rounds for time, or not. See, if you haven't watched the video, you don't know why I just said or not. The video will tell you. 3 rounds for time, or not, 21 calories on the air bike, 15 chest-to-bar pull-ups, and then 9 front squats at body weight. That's going to make some people very happy and some people very sad. But it's a heavy day at a high heart rate. Now, if that loading is just not going to be possible for you, then I put down use 50 to 60% of your one rep max. I would love to see that in round one, you at least have a suspicion that you could get those 9 front squats unbroken in round one. That might change in round two and three. That's fine. But if right off the bat you're like, oh, no way, even in round one on my best day, that's 3 threes to get to 9, then body weight's probably a bit too heavy. Let's talk about maybe using that 50 to 60% of your one rep max. We've got other calorie conversions, you know, depending upon what bike you happen to use to get you to that 21 calories, because not all the bikes are the same. We've got videos showing the kipping chest to bar pull-up as well as the front squat. If you do choose to do today's workout for time, Super Fitness Robot would be 11 minutes and 30 seconds or less, more likely being upwards of 19 minutes and 30 seconds. And I also should say that you absolutely can use a rack for today, for the front squat. If you don't want to, that's fine, but you absolutely can. The wild card, and a lot of this, of how much of a hit this workout has, is going to come down to whether you pedal the bike casually, or do you pedal it like the devil's chasing you. If you choose option B, I mean, it's going to change the nature of this workout, and you're most likely going to have to break up the pull-ups and break up the front squats, and that's okay. It's a little bit of a shooter's choice there. At the end of the day, you're still moving the loading, or you're doing it as the not for time option, and you're using that time on the bike to casually pedal so that you can hit the pull-ups nice, and you can have your energy for the front squats. Totally good to go. The wild card option today, it's got a little wizard pepper to it. 3 rounds for time, or not, 21 calories on the air bike, 15 chest-to-bar pull-ups, 9 thrusters at 135 pounds for men, 95 pounds for women. Video showing the thruster. You're welcome. Scaled option today. 3 rounds for time or not, 21 calories on the air bike, 15 pull-ups or ring rows, 9 front squats at 50% of your one rep max. We're not even interested in going body weight. Video showing a couple styles of kipping pull-ups, video on how to get a pull-up, and a video on the ring row. And don't forget, in the Beyond the Whiteboard app, if you click on the 3 lines on the home screen that I think are in the upper left-hand corner, a drop-down menu comes up, and one of the items is programs or specialty programs. Click on that, and one of those amazing programs is how to get your first pull-up. So make sure you check that out. Limited equipment option, 3 rounds for time or not, 400 meter run, 15 chest to bar pull-ups, 15 dumbbell squats, pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women, video showing that movement, super fitness robot time for that crew, 13 minutes or less, more likely 21 minutes. No equipment workout today. 3 rounds for time or not, 400 meter run, 50 air squats, simple and effective. And then the accessory work for the day, optional as always. You get a whole bunch of options here, and you're just going to choose one. The first is 3 choices. Again, just pick one. Either stiff-legged deadlifts, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, video showing that, or pistols, aka one-legged squats, 20 to 40 on one leg, 20 to 40 on the other leg, video showing that, or linchpin complex number 4, which is 4 load. You choose a load, whatever's appropriately challenging, but it does not need to be unbroken. It's 7 power cleans and 7 thrusters. That's considered one complete complex. You will do that complex 2 to 3 times, your choice, resting a couple minutes between each. But to be clear, it's 7 power cleans and then 7 thrusters. It says 7 power cleans, 7 thrusters. So you don't do power clean thruster. That's not how it's done. Do 7 power cleans, then do 7 thrusters. That's considered one complete complex. So you'll choose one of those 3 if you're choosing to do the accessory work, which nobody ever has to do, ever. And then the other 3 choices, you'll pick one of them, is either holding your chin over the pull-up bar, accumulating 2 minutes, or barbell bent over rows, or one-arm dumbbell rows. Pick one of those. Cool down and stretching for the day. 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the wall stretch for the leg, and the chest and pecs, hands behind. Both of those are accompanied by videos. And I will end with this text that we have at the bottom of each day, and we truly mean it here at Linchpin. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. And life will be great. And I will see you in the private Facebook page. Until tomorrow.